I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Worker productivity is up, and so is employment in the nation's service sector. Those are two measures that show the country's economic health continues to improve. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first those service sector numbers. This is everything except manufacturing. What do the numbers tell us?
Well, the Institute for Supply Management does this survey every month, taking a look at non-manufacturing activity, as you said. And the index was the highest it's been since they started keeping track of this particular number in 1997. The group says it's because of more people being hired. In fact, their news release said the hiring freeze that's been on for a couple of years has just lifted. And they say they've really never seen a turnaround that happened in this short a span of time.
And worker productivity numbers also came out this morning. Are we still working hard?
We're working very hard, Madeline. The Labor Department says productivity rose at a 3.5% annual rate for the first quarter of the year. I asked economist Ray Perryman for his take on the number.
Well, it's always good news when productivity goes up, because the one way an economy can consistently grow without inflation is to have gains in productivity. It's indicative of the technology investments of a few years ago, the demographics of the workforce, and the great efficiencies that have come about in the last few years from globalization. So there are a lot of things contribute to it, but as long as we can do those kind of numbers, I think it is an encouraging sign for the economy.
And he says it's really just one sign among many.
And Tess, what exactly does this productivity number measure?
Well, it's actually pretty simple math. It's the output per worker. So you literally take the gross domestic product and divide it by the number of employees. And the answer is the amount of output per worker and how that moves over time. And basically, if you become 5% more productive over the course of the year and you get, say, a 5% raise that year, that means it's not inflationary. And that's what he was talking about. And that's how you raise the standard of living for people. Of course, we haven't seen pay keeping up with productivity yet, but Perryman says that should change as the labor market recovers.
And speaking of that labor market, we're awaiting the latest unemployment numbers tomorrow, and what should we expect?
Well, I think we mentioned before that economists haven't gotten their predictions right on the unemployment figures for several months now. But nevertheless, the prediction for tomorrow is 175,000 new jobs created in the economy. We'll see if their batting average improves come tomorrow. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the battle not for the streets of Philadelphia, but the airspace over it.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.